When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Lena says, hey, Ben and Kelly, hoping to get some opinions on how I decided to end a date I recently had because it's caused some issues with my friend.
Okay.
So she's a good friend at work that wanted to set me up with her cousin. She showed me a picture. He was moderately attractive. I decided, what the heck? So he picked me up. We went out to eat a couple of nights ago. I was trying to keep an open mind, but about 45 minutes into the conversation, I could just tell we literally had zero in common.
Okay.
He also wasn't as attractive in person as he was in the picture. Oh. Just really wasn't a spark, no chemistry.
Gosh. So,
I'm at the point in my life where I'm not trying to waste mine or anybody else's time. So after the meal, I pitched in my half of the dinner, told him I had to get going, and got an Uber home.
Mm.
So after the meal, my friend is mad because she thinks I was super rude for doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And her cousin's mad at her for setting him up with someone that just kind of bailed.
Oh.
I didn't think I was rude, but should I have handled it differently? I could tell he wasn't really feeling it either, and I thought I was doing both of us a favor. What's the etiquette here?
Well, if he wasn't feeling it either, I feel like it should be no worries for him either. Like,
well, yes, like, but then right, there's well, the deuces. Optics of him getting left there at the restaurant and not walking out together and at least allowing him to drive her home.
Yeah, but I would imagine he's probably grabbing his check minutes after she is and going after, like, I don't know.
Well, but he's mad. He's mad about it. Like, he thought it was rude.
He's mad? Oh, okay, maybe mad. I missed that. I thought it was just the friends that were mad.
No. He's mad at his cousin for setting him up with someone that just, like, so rudely bailed and didn't even allow him to walk her out and even drive her home.
Well, you catfished her, dude!
No, we're not saying that either. I just, would it have been better for her to just let the date, like, ride out and then just be like, thanks so much? And then, not leave the door open for a second date. I don't know if I would ever bail on a date.
Yeah,
like
I've never bailed on a date. In the middle of a date.
The one that I knew within 30 minutes that it wasn't happening again, I drove to Indianapolis and I had to drive myself back. So I didn't really, have it. I did wait for the entire dinner to be done, and then we walked out together and said, thanks so much, nice to meet you, and I headed out.
I almost think this is also a generational thing, too, because, she sounds younger, and I feel like there's a lot of cut and dry, just like black and white, very just, hey, if she's not feeling the vibes, you know what? It's all right. Let's go,
okay.
And I'm done. And so,
but then it was real obvious, though, with the way she acted.
Yeah.
Like, yes, yeah. like you are nope. You're a big nope for me, which can hurt the ego a little bit.
Maybe
a more graceful way.
Maybe he went home and he's licking his paw and he's like, oh, that's no fun, And
yes,
sure.
Even if he wasn't as into her, I mean, just the way that she kind of left him high and dry like that. She did pay, but it was just kind of like it was felt like she couldn't get out of there fast enough.
Yeah,
yes.
It was rushed. And
that doesn't feel good regardless.
Had she waited 15 minutes longer, maybe it could have been.
Walk out together and even let him drive her home. And then, you can just in the car ride, just when he drops you off, say thanks so much.
I will
appreciate that. It was nice meeting you.
One of the most awkward things that, and maybe she is really awkward when it comes to the end of a date that she's not feeling because
she was afraid he's going to try to kiss her or something.
Or something. But I have been on those where you are standing there and you're both just kind of standing there looking at each other and you know that it's time to just say bye and you don't want to do anything else.
Yes, well, that's when you say, it was nice meeting you. I feel like
normal people would
nice
say that, but in the time, it
tells
like,
you I'm not going to meet you again.
You're sitting there going, okay, well, hey, well, maybe we'll catch up sometime.
No, you don't need to say that. Just say, it was nice meeting you. I'm giving you the words to say. That is a nice way
to
say
it. Well, I wish you would have said that to me years ago. Because it was really awkward.
Okay. All right.
What is your story with this? How have you exited a date? How would you have done it differently? How have you exited a date that you knew you didn't want to be on? That's
for the record here, I do understand, I think, why her friend was a little upset. Like, I think it was a little curt. It was a little rude. She could have been a little bit more graceful with just letting the date play out and then just, you know, saying, hey, it just wasn't a match.
All right, 502-795-1997. This is Group Therapy. This is what we do. Take your stories on the way on 99.7 DJX. We're in the middle of Group Therapy. Lena is all like, hey, you know what? This blind date that I went on, I wasn't feeling the vibe. So you know what I did? I just took the check when it was time, and I grabbed an Uber, and I dusted. And her date was a little miffed. The problem is that there's mutual friends that are involved. And so that's where it gets a little messy.
Yes, her friend feels like it's kind of a reflection on her that she left the date kind of rudely, mm-hmm. a little curtly. James says, I want even better. I was hooked up on a blind date, walked into the restaurant, went to the table, told the guy no thank you, walked away. The person that hooked me up on a blind date sent me a picture of the guy 15 years prior to what I saw at the restaurant.
He just goes
it's
there.
A different.
Sees it's the person, doesn't even engage in anything. Was like,
nope.
Deuces.
Nope. Bye-bye. You
That's
are
great.
Not what I was expecting.
I got a text from Tony who said, as a guy from the previous generation, the guy sounds a little soft, LOL. I would have appreciated the time she saved me if it wasn't working, headed to the bar to hang with friends.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Gotcha.
All right.
Yeah. I mean, I was just thinking, you know what? I think it's kind of a generational thing where if she's like not feeling the vibe, why waste time? Let's just move on.
That was her mindset. Yes. Yeah. Jessica said, I had a date with a family friend of a good friend of mine. It was going okay, I guess. We didn't click 100%, but I was giving it a chance. And he said one thing, and I won't say what it was, but it was a very controversial thing, immediately turned me off. Mm. I knew in that moment, was no longer interested. I still finished out the date. We drove separately, so he did walk me to the car. But if I had just said, okay, I'm heading out and walked myself out like she did, I think it would have been acceptable. The very next day, I talked to my friend about it and explained what happened, why I didn't think it would work, and she understood. But I don't think she handled it wrong at all.
Okay.
So, yeah, she's getting a lot of support.
Andrew the Love Doctor, how are you?
Hey, man, how you doing?
You know what? It's a glorious day to be alive. That's what I'm going to say.
Okay, I'm going to ruffle some feathers and hurt some people's feelings here probably, but her friend and her cousin need to get over it. And here's why. It'd been different if she'd left in the middle of the date and ghosted him and didn't come back and didn't say anything. The meal was over. The check came. She paid her half. The only thing she could have probably done differently is say, hey, I appreciate, you know, you taking the time for dinner tonight, but I'm just not feeling it, you know, so I'm going to get an Uber and get on home. That might have been the only thing she could have done differently. But is anybody that's been single, are you dating nowadays? Do you know what that's like to be single nowadays? It's a little different ballgame. And Ben made a great point about it being a more generational thing about waiting until the date plays out. I get that, but she said it. She didn't want to waste anybody's time. She was not in the wrong at all. She might have rushed it a little, but her friend to be mad and her cousin to be mad, you know what? They need to get over it and get gone. Seriously, it's not that big a deal.
Your ego wouldn't have been bruised if she
would not have been
bruised.
No, absolutely not, because you know what? That's dating nowadays. That's the way things are nowadays, guys. It's not like it's, you know, back in the day when we were younger and it was you courted and you went out and you stayed in the date and you stayed till the date was over and you hugged goodbye. I mean, it's not that way anymore.
Yeah,
it's
Andrew
not.
The Love Doctor, everyone has an 8-second attention span. So it's
not survive in the dating world.
If you're not feeling the vibes, deuces.
Life's short.
By the way,
my husband just texted me, it was nice meeting you.
Kelly, I knew I liked your husband. Yeah, guys, I don't think she did anything wrong. She might have just said, hey, I'm just not feeling it, right? Might have explained to him why she was leaving. But outside of that, she's not in the wrong. And if her friend and cousin are upset about it, then they can go be hurt somewhere else, guys. I'm sorry. That's the way it is nowadays.
All right, love it. Andrew the Love Doctor, thank you, as always, for your very unpolished and raw point of
polished.
View.
It's raw. It's raw. Thank
Absolutely.
You. It's honest. Thank you.
Keep on loving, guys.
Now, Penelope says, hey, let's say you have a job interview. At the end of the job interview, how would you feel if the interviewer just said, okay, I have to go, and just left? The interviewer doesn't add any comment about getting in touch with you to let you know the outcome or thanks you for your time.
Mm-hmm.
So similarly, you both attended the date, but you didn't provide any additional feedback for closure.
Yeah, Becca said, I'm sure he felt the same lack of spark, but you bruised his ego. Yeah. Your friend might be upset just because he is making an issue of it. What's the alternative? You stay for the rest of the evening pretending to be interested so that he could ghost you after the date? So I think that's kind of like, yeah, we get it, but how else could you have done it? Chrissy said, I think if there hadn't been a connection with the friend and the cousin, that it was just a random person, then how she left it would have been more acceptable. But since she was set up by a friend and it was a family member of that friend, maybe she could have gone about it a little bit more delicately.
Mm-hmm.
Hard to say, though.
All right. Well, hey, good luck. We're all pulling for you.
And as I suggested, you know, it's like a really nice way to just let someone know that it's not going anywhere. It was nice to meet you. Just like my husband texted.
It was nice to meet you, but I have to be over there now.
But I have to go do a thing at the place.
All right. Hey, thanks for reaching out. That's group therapy.